You're listening to the Beyond 50 radio program. Want to thank you for joining us this Memorial weekend. And I don't know, maybe the listeners are just stunned or shocked, you know, kind of like a possum on an old country road in the night. Here comes a set of headlights and they just sit there going, well, I can either move out of the way or I can just take what's coming in front of me. Either way, don't be stunned. Don't sit there in shock. The numbers to call, 503-227-1410 are the numbers to call in. And I'll tell you, you know, this 4-Hour Work Week was an interesting book. It just made me start thinking about what I think about things. And I remember when I was in my 20-somethings, as I was describing the time when I was working in this manufacturing company, and I realized, you know, I'd rather be over here doing something else. My work is done. You know, do you find yourself doing that quite a bit? And if you'd like to kind of make those changes too, to where you can change to a 4-hour work week, how would you get started? Sometimes starting on your own, you just find yourself slipping back into the same old thought patterns that put you right where you are. Well, our next guest today joining us, I'm very stoked about. And as a matter of fact, her last name is Stokes. Our guest today, Holly Stokes, and she is a coach who helps people out there who want to just kind of get off the dime, maybe change their thinking, and most importantly, as we get older, redesign our lives. And she helps do that. And Holly Stokes, we want to thank you for joining us on the Beyond 50 radio program today.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Now, when a lot of people think about coaching, they think about basketball coaches, baseball coaches, things like that. So how is what you do different?
Well, the term was really coined from the field of sports and coaching. And much like a trainer coaches athletes to increase their performance and their focus, as a coach, I really work with my clients to increase their performance in life, to increase their focus and motivation on what's most important to them and staying on track with that.
Now, Holly, as we were listening to Timothy Ferris on the 4-Hour Work Week, I know you were listening on that. Did you find anything intriguing when he was especially talking about people who are set in their thinking ways, you know, and in knowing that, I'm sure that you work with people that they're sort of stuck like that. That's one of the biggest reasons that they're stuck in that pattern that they're in.
Right. What I really work with in my background, I also work with tools of psychology, which help us to actually shift those patterns of thinking that have kept us stuck or getting the results that we have at present. So by helping to shift that deeper level, we can actually help people shift that sense of being stuck or even help them create a new pattern of thinking to get different results.
Okay.
So yeah, it's very important to shift your thinking. That's where a lot of your results come
from. Got to get that bubble gum underneath the skull there to do something other than just chew away at your life, and you realize, oh my goodness, my time's running out. What next do I do? Now, as you work with people, as they come to you, you know, what kinds of things do people approach you with that they want to change? I mean, is it their entire life? Is it the career? Do they want to make more money? What happens here?
In the initial intake session, we go through a life assessment wheel. And this is basically a circle. We break it, cut into pieces of the pie, and we look at different aspects of a person's life. Your health, maybe your relationships, money, income, finances, career. And we give each area of life an assessment, areas that are high versus areas that are low, what you feel satisfied with versus what you'd really like to change. And then from looking at that wheel, we can redesign, okay, this area seems most important to focus on now. And we look to create activities and ways and practical steps to really creating the change in creating the life that you want.
Now, I know, Holly, that you've probably worked with people. And, you know, at first they say, well, you know, I'm kind of interested in maybe having more passion in my life. You know, whether it's in business or with family or just a passionate life in general. And so they'll go and they'll talk to a friend about it. The friend sits there and they go, well, that's a great idea. So they're thinking, well, okay, now I have support. So then they start moving in the direction. They start finding that, well, you know, that life is the way it is, that it isn't just going to give you what you want the way you think of it. There's going to be some entanglements along the way. So you start tripping and falling a little bit, getting back up, brushing it off, trying to be resilient. And then your friends or your close family start saying, look, you idiot, you know, you've already made enough mistakes. Why don't you just go back to the way you were, because we were happy with that. You don't seem so miserable. So you can see where having a coach, someone like yourself, there to keep you on track would be very important.
Right. And a lot of the feedback we get from family and friends, We mostly tend to get empathy from them, but we don't necessarily get the push toward our goals and our dreams. So that's how a coach works very differently, is we do give the understanding, the support, but part of our job is to keep you focused. What's most important here? What can you really achieve for yourself? And to really believe in your potential to do it, whereas sometimes our family and friends try to pull us back from that because they're uncomfortable with the changes that we're making.
They love you, folks, but sometimes they're not really serving your complete best interest, right. You know, and you're tripping and falling, you know. But then finally when you succeed, well, I know you can do it all the time. The coach is like, yeah, as long as you just stay out of the way. Now, what made you get into this field? I mean, what happened in your life that you thought, you know, I want to change and then now I want to serve others the same way?
Well, I really began working, helping teens make change in their life through wilderness therapy programs.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And these were at-risk kids, came with drug and alcohol problems, problems with family authority figure problems. And through this process, they got to step back from their life and look at, oh, and what was working, what was not working, and get a really objective view from that. And working with psychologists in that field really inspired me to go back and finish my degree in psychology. And from there, I found the tools of coaching and applied psychology that really helps people make a practical difference in their life.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you said that as you worked with these, I call them at-risk teens, if you will, what would they see and describe to you as they were able to do that stepping out of their life and take a look at what was going on? What did you see commonly?
Well, it really happened in phases. Mm-hmm. And of course, the first phase was being angry at their parents or blaming mm-hmm. their parents for all of their problems or for the situation. And then the second week, you know, the lights would start to turn on and they would be, oh, wow, I see what I was doing in that part of the process. And then by about week three, they started to really get this. They started to really get it. Oh, wow, if I could only, you know, have changed this or that. And mm-hmm. they start to really see their options and choices, that they do have a choice, that before they were really living in a reactive mode, mm-hmm. But from the skills they learned with communication and understanding in the wilderness setting, they really got it that they could make choice and they could change their life and create what they wanted.
Now, it's kind of interesting to think about that too, because as we address our audience at Beyond 50, you know, a lot of them have spent 50 plus years in patterns. As you were talking about, these were teens that were living from a reactive state of presence. What do you say to the people that are beyond 50 who may be at that level? Is it possible to change now? Do they have the time? Should they desire to make those changes?
Well, and that's a good question. As we get older, we tend to have all this background experience with making change, setting goals. Maybe we only achieve a certain amount of those goals. And so in some ways it leaves us disenchanted with what we think we can do or have in our life. And like you
especially
mentioned,
that urgency with time, we don't have as much anymore. Like
right.
when you're a teen, you've got forever, it seems like.
Right.
Right.
The advantage with being older is you get more clear about what you want and what's most important to you. And by looking and building your future on a solid background of values, that really gives you the inspiration and passion and motivation to achieve what's most important and to be clear about that.
Now, when people approach you to say, you know, I heard you on the Beyond 50 radio program, and by the way, she's actually giving away a $50 gift certificate. You want to check this out because she's pretty dynamite at what she does. You know, if you don't believe it, well, the first step is get rid of your belief because it doesn't serve you anyway. You don't even know this girl. I do. I'm stoked about her. But, you know, the first thing is taking a look and questioning your beliefs, because I know that in the world of work that you do in coaching, I know that neuro-linguistic programming is one of those things. And I know that I've looked at that for years and said, you know, this is so dynamite why people just don't take a look at why they believe the way they do, why they think the way they do it. And sometimes if you could just shift that just enough, it's just amazing how the world unfolds to you.
Right. A lot of the results we get in our life have to do with the beliefs that we carry about ourselves and what's possible for us in the world. And the tricky thing with beliefs is most of them are formed by the time we're about 7 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So where do you think we get those?
Yeah.
We get those from our
That's
parents.
That's why we're blaming our parents.
Right.
I hated oatmeal cookies. Mom, I wanted the chocolate chip. We couldn't afford that. There's a belief, you know.
Right.
So
the amazing thing with applied psychology, neuro-linguistic programming, is we can actually shift those beliefs for people in about an hour. in about one session's time, which is pretty incredible if that's something that you've been carrying around your whole life. And then consequently, that changes your thinking, and then also that changes the results that you're getting as well.
I know I remember years ago as I was interviewing one particular guest on an interesting little fictional novel, is here was a guy that was starting his day. It was a Monday morning. He was waiting for the bus. And this was in London. And only to go to a job that he was fired from for 30 years. He was just a banker, I guess. But he really started seeing his surroundings. And that kind of shifted too. He's like, how did I ever become accustomed to this? And do you get that kind of wow moment from people as you work with them?
Oh, sure. Okay. A lot of the time,
a lot of hugs and kisses after that too. Don't you?
Sometimes. we tend to get, stuck in the life that we've created, and a lot of times we'll fall into the roles and identities that we're playing out with the people in our lives. And like the person Tim just before said, and a lot of times we just don't question that. We just take on these roles and as who we are and how we're working with people. So yeah, there is a lot of my greatest time working with people is watching those lights go on and seeing the change that happens for them when they realize, wow, I don't have to put up with this. I can do something positive or, make a difference here.
Yeah. Listen to that Twisted Sister song. We're not going to take it anymore. And that's what Holly Stokes helps you do. Now, sometimes as people are in their 50s and they realize, my goodness, I've spent a lifetime being a mother, being a father, or being an employee, basically being a servant of others. And I'm just not really happy with what I've been doing. And they really want to transform. They just really want to grab, you can almost think of the final moment of really everything that they want. That takes a lot of courage just to face that alone, but even more so to follow through with what's necessary to achieve that transformation. And how long does something like that take? I mean, are we looking at, that you build careers off people, or does it happen quickly, or how does it work?
It's a little bit of both. Of course, it is a process anytime you're trying to create something different. What we look at is defining the core values. What are you really expressing in your life at this moment and what's most important to you? And of course, if it's a concrete goal, we can break it down into simple tasks that is kind of like that old adage, how do you eat a whale? Well, it's one bite at a time, right? So there are some, as we shift thinking, there are some great leaps and bounds that happen along the way. But then also with the coaching, it's practical steps in between. It might be breaking down a large project into, did you work on what you said you were going to do 30 minutes a day? And, so breaking down practical steps and also creating that mental shift as well.
Well, a practical step that we do have to take here on the Beyond 50 radio program is a break, but I'll tell you, we've got a $50 certificate going out. This is from Holly Stokes. She wants to see you. Don't sit there quietly. Call in. It's 503-227-1410, and we'll be right back. You're listening to the Beyond 50 radio program. Stay tuned.
This message is for all federal employees and retirees. When you retire from government service, you'll realize that your benefits are the most valuable assets you own. Despite this, many federal retirees leave government service giving little or no thought to the preservation of their earned benefits. Some of us have taken a more responsible course. We recognize our duty and responsibility to join forces to protect our common interests. We have turned to the National Active and Retired Federal Employees Association, NARF. The nearly 350,000 member Washington-based watchdog organization dedicated to the preservation of federal retirees' benefits since 1921. The cost to join NARF is only $33 per year. To join NARF, contact Don Strathy, President, Tualatin Valley Chapter, 1798, at 503-524-5684. Or attend our meeting at the Hometown Buffet in Tigard at 11 a.m. on the first Tuesday of each month, except in the months of July and August.
You're listening to the Beyond 50 radio program, and thank you for joining us on this fine Memorial weekend. And I'm joined here in the studio with Holly Stokes, and she is a personal life coach. And the big thing is to take a look at old beliefs and paradigms and simply ask yourself this as you're sitting there. You know, Monday's going to roll around. That'll be my third day. I'm off, but then Tuesday I'm facing it. And the bottom line is, how do you feel about that? Would you like to change that? Would you like to see life in a different way? More of the way that you would like to see it for yourself. And she's simply saying, yes, that's absolutely true. And that's what she helps you do. Now, Holly, what is some of the most common things people come to you for? I mean, a lot of times people think, well, if I change my life, I'll make more money. But as we were talking about before, money is not an end goal you should be striving for. It should be striving for what money brings you. And that's really what you help people do.
Right. Well, a goal that you want to create in your life or something you want to achieve, it can be something that's pretty tangible or specific, but also a great goal is just, I want to enjoy life more. Mm-hmm. One of my clients was working on that as a main issue. And it actually, his dissatisfaction with life actually related to his health. He had just been through a second divorce and was really feeling depressed and lonely. And he found he started getting blisters after walking just a mile. He would get blisters on his feet. So as we worked through these issues of looking at his past relationship and really creating a possibility for him in the future of what he wanted to create, those health issues that he had cleared up. And he was now, you know, his body he felt less tired, less fatigued. The depression just kind of melted away, and he was able to incorporate exercise into his life again.
And it's also fun, too, when you find yourself getting excited again about being alive, you know, just that excitement, because then you start exploring the possibilities of dreams that you may have just put away. You just said, it could be flying a helicopter, training hippos to jump through rings of fire, whatever it is. But you get excited, and all of a sudden you find yourself starting to move toward doing those things. And that's the exciting thing, you know. It isn't about, you know, like as sometimes we hear on the radio, you know, it's about, you know, we'll get more money so we can do all those things. But it's really about changing and getting that excitement, that enthusiasm back. And I know that that's probably what you help people do quite a bit.
Oh, right.
She's just the enthusiasm coach, I'm telling you.
Just opening your mind to what's possible for you. Uh-huh. And a lot of times we have left dreams, swept them under the rug or put them aside. But really the main focus of coaching or the main belief in coaching is you can have anything you want. It's only a matter of time and focus. Mm-hmm. And then the coaching part really helps you take it in small steps to make it happen.
Just ask anybody who's ever broken a stack of boards in a karate competition, you know, focus and time, you better believe it. Now we have Susan joining us here on the Beyond 50 program in Portland. Susan, welcome to the program.
Yeah, thanks.
Now, are you looking to transform yourself? I mean, what about your life would you like to see a little bit more of or a lot less of?
Well, actually, I heard only part of her interview this morning.
Just kind of getting out of the shower there, then. Or?
And I'm not beyond 50, but that's okay. But no, I was calling on behalf of a teenage kid. My child doesn't really see his potential or what he could be doing with his life, and I think if he would only open his eyes, it would help him quite a bit.
You know, Susan, that's an interesting point, and I'm going to really let Holly run with this. I find a lot of teenagers today, and maybe it's just the bombardment of information and choices that leave them like that possum I was describing earlier on the dark country road, and the headlights are coming, and they don't know which way to go. And that could be a possibility, but, you know, in your experience, Holly, what do you say to something like that?
Well, I think that we are running into a challenge with the teen population, and the main problem that I see with the school system is we're not really creating leaders. What the role we have our kids play in the school system is to sit and listen to a teacher. And so a lot of times their energy, their creative energy, their sense of self-esteem and productivity isn't really channeled into how they can contribute to other people and help other people in their life. So helping teens find channels of being mentors, helping the younger generation, even giving them leadership positions is transformational for a lot of the teens.
Now, Susan, what do you see your teen interested in, or do you really find there's a lot of apathy there?
Well, I agreed with exactly what she had to say with respect to, I mean, my child, you know, he does well academically, he just has no clue as to what his potential really could be. You know, reaching out, I tell my kids they're kind of in bubbles, that each one revolves in their own little bubble, and then when you interfere with somebody else's, you know, to go to find out what's going on outside of the bubble is a whole new experience.
Oh, yeah.
I call them bubble heads, yeah, because we all float around in our own little bubbles until we reach outside of that bubble, we're just absorbed with ourselves versus like helping out others or looking beyond, you know, how
right.
can I really offer to help in this situation? So,
right, and giving them a myriad of experiences to choose from can really help them to start to see other walks of life, other areas that they could imagine themselves in different careers or different industries.
He could be the next crocodile hunter.
Yeah, they just suffer from the lack of self-esteem too, for no real, not from positive, no lack of positive parental support or anything else, but they just don't, they don't have a clue how, you know, well off they really are. They just go around feeling, well, I'm miserable. It's like, there's no reason to be miserable anyway.
Right. Mm. Yeah, and that's a challenge, and I think part of that, again, kind of goes back to our school system, and a lot of times these kids are in a class of 30 other kids, and they don't really have a mentoring situation with the teacher because, you know, the teachers are very busy and have a lot of students to see, and it's not necessarily the teacher's problem. It's more just a side effect of how our system is structured right now.
Right.
Well, Susan, we definitely have hope for you, and I'm certain that if you connect your teen with Holly, and maybe we can sit down and, she can help him kind of burst his bubble, if you will, and find out things he's in passion with. And please continue to tune into the program, because we've always got lots of great stuff. You bet. All right, Susan.
It was fascinating. All right, thanks.
You bet. Bye. Thank you, Susan. Okay, now, Holly, and wrapping up the time here, I'd just like to ask you, what sets what you do as a coach compared to a lot of other people? It's not that you're better or worse, but what is it that really makes you stand out?
Right. Well, I think the main difference is that I incorporate the applied psychology in working with my clients, really shifting that thinking. With the NLP neuro-linguistic programming, we can really help people get at that deeper level of what is the root cause of a behavior or habit or even of a belief system, and we can actually shift that for people.
Like they say, if you know what's in the candy, chances are you probably won't be eating it anymore. You'll be changing your taste. Is that
true? Right.
Well, Holly Stokes, thank you for joining us today. It was really a pleasure, and I'm sure that you're going to be able to help a lot of people, especially our Beyond 50 audience. And I want to also thank very much Timothy Ferris for joining us on the program. Again, The 4-Hour Work Week is the book. If you need more information about the things that you might have missed here today, just join our newsletter. Sign up. That's right. Go to our website, beyond50radio.com. That's 50 with a 50. I'm Daniel Davis. Thank you for tuning in
today. You've listened to him on the radio for years. You've seen him on Fox News Channel, Your World with Neil Cavuto, Forbes on Fox, and on the Wall Street Journal Report with Maria Bartiromo. Maybe you've read his books, Buckets of Money, How to Retire in Comfort and Safety, or his brand new book, Ready, Set, Retire. He's Ray Lucia, and he's one of the nation's top retirement planning experts. And now you have a chance to tap into his 33 years of retirement planning and investment experience. If you're retired and living off your investments, if you're faced with a 401k rollover, or if you don't yet have a retirement strategy, then call the offices of the Raymond J. Lucia Companies today. There are more than 300,000 licensed brokers in the United States, and Registered Rep Magazine recently named Ray Lucia as one of the 10 best in America. Ray works nationwide along with his team right here in Portland. Call 877-PLANNER, that's PLANNER, and press the number 2 to schedule your complimentary meeting, or go online at 877planner.com. Securities through Securities America,